This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. Let's see what we can do here in 15 minutes on WGOD Radio. And we are in the Book of Acts. These programs are all uploaded on there the moment after they're recorded, which in this case is Saturday morning. And that is WGOD Radio is our Facebook page. And I'll put various blogs on there that I write. I do some writing. Of course, usually it's just based on some scriptures and stuff and things that come to mind. And there's a couple of things on there that I wrote this last week. So if you go to WGOD Radio on Facebook, you'll see those as well. Okay, well, we're in Acts chapter 1. Let's move on. We're in chapter 1. We've left off looking at infallible proofs. And we left off last week with the Lord Jesus saying, "It is not for you to know." This is a telltale sign for you when someone is not speaking from the authority of God and someone who is a false speaker. I won't call you a false teacher. I'll just say you're out on their own and you're not saying the thus saith the Lord. When you say the Lord Jesus is coming back, let's pick a day. When you say Jesus is coming back August 15th, 1967, you are out of line. And I encourage all of you, don't buy it, don't believe it. When you see a book in the bookstore that says 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming Back in 1988, they're swindlers and they're out to rob you and take your money. They're a wolf in sheep's clothing. They're a tare among wheat. Anyone who would say something like that is contrary to the word of God. His own friends, trusted friends, they were his friends. No longer do I call you servants, I call you friends. His friends didn't know. Guess what? The son didn't know. Where's that in the Bible? Mark chapter 13, verse 32. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even this son. So let me see if I get this right. The son of God, at least while he lived here on earth, didn't know when he was coming back, but you do? Friend, you better wear rubber boots. I suggest that. Now, this man, Harold Camping, was stricken with a stroke after his third or fourth prediction, after the third or fourth time that there was egg on God's face because of what this guy did, he had a stroke and he could no longer talk. He somehow garbled out a repentance from what he did, and then he left this world. Don't set dates. He says, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons the Father is set or has placed in his own authority." It's Acts chapter 1, right? Acts chapter 1, verse 7. He said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." We're going to see that. We're going to see the gospel spread in exactly the same order as he said. The day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit will descend there in Jerusalem and in Judea. Acts chapter 8, we're going to see the Samaritans come to Christ. And then we're going to see in Acts chapter 19, when Paul lays hands on those in Ephesus, those that didn't have the Holy Spirit. We're going to see that. We're going to see this verse here being fulfilled. Now, verse 9. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Now, this right here, friend, this is what starts God's end times clock. Once the Lord Jesus Christ, once this cloud receives him up out of their sight, is when God takes his proverbial hourglass and turns it over, and the sands start to go through the hourglass. This is what starts God's end times clock. This event right here, the ascension of Jesus Christ at this time, is what enables men, it's what enables you to say to someone, the end is near. We have reached the end of days. This is what enables these men who wrote this book to say to you, little children, it is the last hour. As the King James says, it is the last time. With the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ is what gives these guys the authority, as if they need it. The Holy Spirit wrote this book. This is what he says. It is the last time. The ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ is what makes it the last time. When is he coming back? No one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son. The question is, are you ready? That's the question. Always. He says, therefore, be ye also ready, for at an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. You know, the Lord puts such a premium on being ready and not missing his return. I've got the feeling that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to be the way that most people think that it's going to be. It's going to be something different. It's going to be at a time when people don't expect it. It's not going to have the results that you and me and others have figured out how it's going to be. I believe it's going to be different. Matthew chapter 24, verse 26. It says, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now, verse 36, Matthew 24, 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Then he goes on to say, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Also in the Gospel of Luke, he also says, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when I return. So he gives some of these signs of when he's coming back. Then verse 40, he says, then shall two be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Watch, therefore. This is a command. Watch. For ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman or if the master of the house had known in what hour, in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Also, chapter 25, you read about the 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom. Five were ready, the text says, and five weren't. When the groom came, those that are ready went in with him to the feast. And then the Bible says, then the door was shut. Then the others came and knocked at that door, and he said, I do not know you. He answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 12, watch therefore. For ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Funny in that text that there were still people that wanted to get in, but were not able. And I think this is why there's such a warning given by the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch, therefore. Watch. Keep watch over your house. If the thief had known and if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have kept watch over his house. Now, what do thieves steal, by the way? Well, they steal valuables, right? The thief, he's coming in as a thief in the night, and he's coming to steal valuables. And as far as I can tell, friend, if you miss this, if you miss the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to snatch his own out of this world, if you are someone who has heard of Jesus Christ and has heard the gospel, and if you miss this, then you are lost for all eternity and there's no hope for you. You get no second. This is your chance here today. As it says in the book of Hebrews, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. This is the day. I say to you here today, as far as my best understanding into this book, this word of God, if you miss this, there is no second chance for you. There's no second chance. You must believe. You must believe today. Besides all that, you never know if you're going to even make it home today. Have you received Jesus? This is all you have to do. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Have your sins obliterated by his blood. Have your name written in the book of life. It says, as many as received him, to them he gave the power or the authority or the right to become children of God. You can have eternal life today by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Since there is nothing more important than this, this is where we'll camp out here today and wrap up our program here today. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be ashamed. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Are you certain of your salvation? Are you certain that if you were to die today and leave this world, where you would go? The Bible promises a place of outer darkness for those that do not believe and those that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Or the Lord could come back as a thief in the night here also sometime today. Maybe in a moment. You don't know. The question is, are you ready? I say to you, as a teacher of this word, I do not find anywhere in this book that if you are not included in this, that you'll ever get another chance. Read those verses I just read to you. Matthew 24, 43, Matthew 25, verses 12 and 13, Luke chapter 13, verse 24, where he pleads, strive to enter the narrow gate, because many will try to get in and will not be able. We're out of time. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I love to hear the voice of